The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, sticking with female empowerment and gender issues as Christmas approaches, it seems that more and more people are conscious of the choices of toys presented to them. Dolls, princesses and unicorns for girls, and dinosaurs, Lego and racing cars for boys. Liam Gerrishy has been finding out more.
For most of us, childhood is one of the happiest times of our lives.
You love puppets.
That's my mam, Barbara Gerrity.
You'll be at the back of the couch and all your friends will be in the sitting room and they'd be all looking to put on loads of shows for them.
While the toys may have changed since then, a question still being asked by many is why do we still have boys' toys and girls' toys?
It's good for social control, for deciding what boys are supposed to do and girls are supposed to do, because we've ordered the world that way.
That's Lisa Sellen Davis, the author of Tomboy, The Surprising History and Future of Girls Who Dare to Be Different.
And it's also really good for capitalism. If you can't reuse something because of the way it's colored or thought of, gendered in any way, then you have to buy two of them.
For the benefit of mothers who are always having their makeup borrowed by young daughters dressing up, a lipstick set that can be eaten when the child is tired of playing with it.
Lisa says the gendering of children's material worlds isn't actually very old.
You know, 100, 120 years that we've been saying, oh, we should market specific toys to specific kids to prepare them for their gender roles. And once you understand the history of that, you see how ridiculous it is and that it's not actually good for kids. So we don't actually need to make anything new. We just need to market the things that exist differently.
Oh dear, what can the matter be, dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? John is so long at the fair. He promised to buy me a pair of sleeve buttons, a pair of new garters that cost him but tuppence. He promised to bring me a bunch of blue ribbons to tie up my bonny brown hair.
It has become more extreme in recent years, or more overt and obvious, even more cynical. It's definitely a cause for concern.
Emmett O'Neill is the CEO of Touch Press and Story Toys. He says there's a huge amount of gendering across the toy industry.
I typically attend Toy Fair in New York, and at that you'll see some stands are just, they are pink, you know. Some stands are very angry looking boy stands. Those places, they play it out even more than you see in toy shops.
Debbie Ging is Associate Professor of Media Studies in DCU. Debbie's research looks at gender.
This kind of sexism is so completely unacceptable in the workplace, and yet it's so pervasive and so acceptable at the level of children's toys and children's plays. So there's a really interesting disconnect there, and I see it sometimes. I saw it when my children were younger, talking to other parents a lot, where they would, you know, express concern that their son was playing with tea sets and say things like, well, you know, hopefully it's just a phase and I'm not saying anything to him about it, but you know, hopefully he'll grow out of it. But it's a bit worrying, you know. And I'd say, well, what are you worried about? I mean, do you think, you know, he's going to drink tea when he's an adult, or do you think he's going to make tea when he's an adult? Like, what's the problem here, you know?
Isn't it remarkable how much more imagination the toy manufacturers of today use compared with a few years ago?
Ian Harkin is co-founder of Lottie Dolls, a doll company in Donegal.
How you market your products, you know, from the photography that you use, being inclusive, not just in gender, but in ethnicity and ability as well, to have more representation, I suppose, in your toys. When they're playing with dolls with differences, they can develop empathy at a very young age before culture comes in and tells them, you know, about differences.
When I was a kid, my favourite toy was a pink rabbit puppet.
Oh, the rabbit. Oh, what was his name? Pinky, yeah. At the time, you could collect tokens when you got your petrol. And you could pick a Muppet or a puppet, but your favourite was Pinky.
I was way ahead of my time with a pink rabbit.
You were well ahead, yeah, you were.
You'll have to send us a picture of that pink rabbit puppet, Pinky, Liam.